play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material, fabrication, or powder coating needs. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Cordright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Buy local, buy with confidence. Buy at Galesburg Toyota. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Todd Van Velser, financial advisor with Edward Jones on National Boulevard in Galesburg. Member SIPC. By Elite Inc., offering free design services for all orders. EliteIncPrinting.com. And by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Just underway here at John Field Gym. Eric Gibson on assignment. Jim Lee filling in. Shot blocked by Audrey Peck as it was Natalie Rigi that went up with it. Now we're going to have a jump ball. Galesburg had won the opening tip. Came down. Worked the ball very well offensively. Audrey Peck put a shot up. Couldn't get it to fall. We're back the other way. Pekin with the basketball. Inbounding will be Gracie Kaiser. Streaks start the way they normally do with Kaylee Miller, Audrey Peck, Riley Jenkins, Lauren Livingston, and Chelsea Stevenson. As driving in was Gracie Kaiser. She lays it up and in. Streaks in their home white with silver numbers and trim, and black trim as well. Pekin in their road red with white numbers, black and white trim. 2-0 Dragons. Riley Jenkins with it, left wing, gets a pick from Lauren Livingston, goes to the baseline, leans in, puts it up, doesn't get the bounce, but a foul's going to be called. It's going to go against either Jenna Taphorn or Leah McClanahan. See which way it goes. Does go against McClanahan. She's just a sophomore. She's a short one. I'm guessing they don't have the sizes on their roster. I'm guessing about 5'4", 5'5", maybe, if that, because Kaylee Miller towers over her as Riley misses the first free throw.
Well, it's interesting this game because these teams are not used to turning around and playing basically 2 hours from when they just got done here again. It's kind of like a state tournament type of thing. But you would think the Silver Streaks would be the favorites because, number one, Pekin's leading scorer is out. Number two, we're on our home court and didn't get pressed as hard in the first game as maybe Pekin did.
Well, and also we got a little bit more of a break because we got started a little bit early because of the sophomore game, and they didn't get their start until 11, so we were done before noon with our game. Shot up and no good by Jenna Taphorn. Rebound tapped out. Ken comes to Chelsea Stevenson. Riley hit the second free throw. 2-1 Pekin. 6-10 to play here in the first quarter. Kaylee Miller out high right side for three. Too strong. Rebound comes down on the weak side to Natalie Rigi for Pekin. 2-1 Dragons. 6 minutes to play here in the opening quarter. Second game of the day. The Streaks Invitational. Just two games. Sophomores won their portion of it as they defeated Pekin 49-29. Top of the key, Jenna Taphorn. Left wing, it goes to Gracie Kaiser, just a sophomore. Now it goes out high to Lily Wageman, and she traveled with it, so the Streaks get it back on the turnover by Pekin. And our first substitutions, Cadence Leidick and Arlita Brown in. Cadence had a heck of a game earlier today. She was our day's auto body crunch time player of the game, a defensive specialist, but earlier today, 8 points, 9 rebounds, 3 assists, and 6 steals. First 5 possessions for Burlington, she had 3 steals.
Wow,
so pretty impressive defensive player.
Yeah, at that time, you were giving away the Dave's Auto Body crunch time player of the game.
Yeah, early on. Oh, nice reverse move by Riley Jenkins. Went up with the right hand. Couldn't get it to fall. And Pekin brings it the other way. But Cadence is an outstanding defender, and that offense is going to come. And she had a pretty good offensive output earlier. Had a couple layups she missed, though, but that will come. Three-pointer from Taphorn up high is way short. Rebound saved in bounds, but Pekin comes away with it in the form of Natalie Rigi. Out high left side, this is Wageman. Now top of the key to Taphorn. Jenna Taphorn, 4-year starter for Pekin, and lost a handle on it, lost her footing. Now her dad, I had asked their coach if it was Matt Taphorn that had played for Pekin, then Illinois State.
Is her dad?
No, it's Pat, his brother.
Okay.
And Matt's kids go to Morton. Pat, the son, Nathan, actually played at Northwestern. Nice dish from Kaylee Miller inside to Audrey Peck. She lays it up and in, and the Streaks have their first lead, 3-2, 4:49 to play here in the first quarter, and a 30-second timeout called by Brett McGinnis here.
Yeah, that's the first field goal of the game for the Streaks. And, you know, we're talking about when I heard that name Taphorn, that was going to be my first question, because a lot of us that are old enough remember Matt and what a great high school career he had, and then later at Illinois State. And being in that general area, you figured there's a connection somehow.
And I guess I was at a Morton football game earlier this year. I do remember seeing him there because he's got a pretty distinctive look. Looks the same as he did back then when he played at 6'5". But I do remember his brother Pat playing. He was a little bit younger playing as well. So these are Pat's kids. And like I said, Pat's son actually played at Northwestern. Played at Pekin as well. Streaks lead 3-2 coming out of the 30-second timeout. Pekin with a basketball. This is Leah McClanahan, sophomore. She'll be met by Cadence Leidick. Dribbles right. Nice job cutting her off by Cadence. Now gets rid of it and gives to, I'm not sure if it's Wageman or Wageman. I'm going to say Wageman, W-A-G-E-M-A-N-N. Should ask her coach about that one. This is Rigi with it. She penetrates, kicks out to Taphorn, swing it over right wing to Kaiser, drives in, rolls it up off the glass and in. Gracie Kaiser has both of Pekin's baskets and they lead 4-3. Left wing, Kaylee Miller tried to get it inside to Audrey Peck, but Natalie Rigi stepped in the passing lane, stole it away, so the Streaks turned it over. Trailing 4-3, 4:05 to play first quarter. Pekin nearly turns it over. Great hustle by Kaylee Miller, knocked it into the backcourt. Now Cadence Leidick trying to run it down, but it was McClanahan beating her to the basketball, and Wageman comes away with it. Good hustle by both teams. Taphorn with it, goes to the left elbow. Runner in the paint is short. Rebound, Riley Jenkins. And Riley just missed a triple-double earlier. She had 9 points, 9 rebounds, 10 assists, 2 steals, and 5 block shots. Three-pointer left wing, Kaylee Miller puts it away. Streaks with a 6-4 lead.
Both teams getting some nice looks from three-point land. She was wide open there, and that doesn't make the shot go down all the time, but it sure is a lot easier when you don't have a hand in your face.
It does help.
both teams have been giving up a few of those uncontested threes.
Wageman gives to McClanahan. She fires a three left side. That's on target, but short, and we're going to have a foul against whom? Oh, they're going to call Kaylee Miller. She and Wageman both going up after the rebound. I don't know how you can call that one way or the other. If you're going to call a foul, I think it's got to be a double foul because they had their arms tangled, both going up after the ball. But Kaylee gets called for the hold, and that'll be the first foul in the first team foul on the Streaks. Wageman inbound for the right baseline. In it comes right wing to Kaiser, another sophomore. Back down to Wageman. A little baby hook, can't hit it. They airballed it, in fact. And Rigi comes down with a weak side rebound. Nobody got a body on her. And Rigi puts it up and in. And we're tied at 6, 3:03 to play first quarter. Riley Jenkins to Arlita Brown, who's checked in for the Streaks. Lauren Livingston, who didn't play in the game earlier today. Ball gets knocked away. It's going to go back to the Streaks as Riley tried to get it inside Arlita Brown. It got knocked away, and Riley will inbound from the left baseline. But Lauren had tweaked something in the game the other night at Sterling, so Coach Massey held her out the first game. She's going to play in this one, though. And it comes to Cadence Leidick down on the right block, missed the shot, and now we're going to have a foul. I believe Cadence is going to be called for going over the back.
Well, you know, Pekin playing in the Mid-Illini Conference, that's a tough road to hoe. I mean, not that there aren't some good teams in the Big Six as well, but I think Morton is so good that everybody else has had to up their game to compete with them.
Yeah.
Now, they've won 50 in a row in the conference, but Washington, you know, was undefeated before they lost to them the other night.
And fairly handily, too. That's what's crazy, because those teams are getting better, and Morton's still able to handle them. And they lost their best player from last year, Lauren Livingston, with a near steal. Now it backs away, and here it comes loose. And finally, Chelsea Stevenson picks it up. Good defense by Lauren Livingston. But, yeah, that has happened. They lose their best player, like, you know, 2-3 years in a row, and now the Streaks turn it over as a pass was too high for Lauren. I will go back the other way. But, you know, the other teams are still getting better, but Morton's still dominant.
Yeah, it really is amazing what they've been able to continue over there over the years. You know, you think a school like that in the 3A, you know, maybe has a good year and wins it once. But, I mean, to continue to be that good at a public school, that's really impressive.
And had, you know, some Division I players, but we're not talking high. We're not talking UConn or Notre Dame. Yeah. They're, you know, like Tinley Dow, last year's best player was at Butler. Unfortunately for her, she tore her ACL right at the beginning of the season. Travel called. I think they missed one earlier and then gave us that one. I'm not sure that happened. It was Kaiser that apparently picked up the pivot foot.
Yeah, this is turnovers back and forth. I've got Pekin with 4, Streaks with 2 here in the first quarter. Still 2 minutes to go.
And only 6 points apiece. That's not good.
Neither team very crisp right now.
Lauren Livingston with it out high. Gives to Audrey Peck, top of the key. Left wing, Riley Jenkins with it. Bounces for Lauren Livingston. Turns, puts up the little jumper off the glass and good. Nice move by
Sure was.
Lauren Livingston, she had one like that the other night that she missed, but it was a really good move. Had one she made, I think, the Saturday before against Alleman.
Yeah, very strong move. It's like she's expecting some pressure on the backside, maybe somebody try and block her shot, and she just muscles up and puts it up off the glass.
Cadence Leidick called for the foul, the push. Now, and this is where Cadence has to learn as a sophomore, you got to adjust to the way the officials are calling it, because sometimes they've been letting them hand check a lot, even though they're not supposed to, but this is a game they're not going to let that happen. So she's got to be aware of that. On the dribble left side, Leah McClanahan gives out high right side to Ariel Chisholm, a senior that's in for Pekin. Also in is Braylon Oberly, another senior. And she's about as short as McClanahan, maybe slightly taller. I'm going to say one's 5'3", the other's 5'4", just to guess. This is Oberly with it, top of the key. Down on the right block, stolen away by Lauren Livingston. Lauren will bring it up herself. Lauren, going to go one-on-one, leans in left side, up off the glass, no, but a blocking foul is going to be called against Leah McClanahan. Good job by Lauren, took it coast to coast, couldn't get the shot to fall, but causes the second foul on McClanahan, and that'll put Lauren Livingston at the free throw line with two shots. First one up and perfect. She's got three, make it 9-6 streaks, 104 to play here in the first quarter. Back in, Kaylee Miller gives Riley Jenkins a break. Second shot for Lauren, up and perfect as well.
She makes that look easy.
Yeah, she had a really good game the other night against, what's it, Sterling? No, it was against Alleman. The other night against Sterling, she struggled a little bit, 7 points, but she's really struggling from behind the three-point arc, and that pass just went right through the hands of Taphorn, and it'll go back to the streaks. It was against Alleman a week ago, 16 points, 7 rebounds. How many assists? 4 assists, I think, and 2 steals for Lauren Livingston last Saturday. She's got it out high left side between the circles. Kaylee Miller, 47 seconds to play. Chelsea Stevenson out on the left side. Back to Kaylee near the center circle. She'll dribble right. Stops, gives to Audrey Peck rolling down, but the pass is off the mark, and Pekin's going to come away with the steal. 10-6 streaks, 33 seconds to play, first quarter. Cross midcourt, this is Gracie Kaiser. They're going to work for one. She's just dribbling out in the center circle. And Kaylee Miller drop off, keeps coming up. Oh, nearly got the steal there. Now Kaiser has to trigger. Now to Rigi on the left wing. Rigi, top of the key goes to Taphorn. Now back out to Kaiser with 12 seconds to play. And they'll get ready to trigger. This is Taphorn. Just to Rigi at the elbow and a near travel there. Taphorn got the handoff, and now she lost it. 2 seconds to play. They might not even get a shot off him. Nice. They do, but it's blocked by Lauren Livingston at the buzzer. Nice defensive play by Lauren Livingston.
Yeah, she finished this quarter well on both ends of the court.
Absolutely. So the Streaks lead at 10-6 after one. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Tony Batson, GM of Galesburg Toyota, knows car buying hasn't historically been a great time for you, but he wants to change that.
You can have fun and have an enjoyable experience while you buy a car. And I know what that sounds like. How many times have you heard somebody go, I hate car shopping? Well, we take that as a challenge. It can be a pleasant experience that we got a bunch of people that know how to have fun, that can show you all the vehicles and all the stuff you want to look at, that listen to you, actually listen to what you're telling them. We believe that if we do what's best for the customer, it'll all work out for us in the end.
Take the Galesburg Toyota Fun Car Buying Challenge. Find them online at GalesburgToyota.com.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball is brought to you by Todd Van Veltzer, your local Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 1980 National Boulevard in Galesburg. To learn how Todd can help you reach your financial goals, stop by or call 343-3239. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
Prepare to save more, spend less, and avoid getting ripped off. Listen to Clark Howard weekday mornings at 9 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Basketball to start the second quarter. Riley Jenkins drives right down the left side of the lane, kind of held the ball on her hip as she went up and got fouled, put it up and in, and she's got a chance at the traditional three-point play. Nice move by Riley. The foul went against Braylon Oberly. Riley's free throw is up and bounces off, no good. Audrey Peck skies for the rebound, though, for the Streaks. Now Kaylee Miller to Riley, top of the key, right wing. It goes to Chelsea Stevenson on top of the three-point arc, can't hit it. And Lauren Livingston got knocked to the floor. They're going to call the foul on Ariel Chisholm. Good job by Lauren. And Lauren was kind of hanging onto her arm, and she went back with it. That's why she fell. Chisholm, I think, might have been trying to get her arm loose. We might have gotten a break there.
Yeah, a couple of things there. We got a quick basket up and in on the inbound play.
And Chelsea Stevenson from Riley Jenkins.
The Strikes got two offensive rebounds that trip. They didn't have any in the first quarter. And Riley Jenkins taking it to the basket. She really didn't look to score much in that first quarter. You could tell coming out of the huddle she was determined to make something happen.
Chisholm misses the long two for Pekin, and the rebound comes down to Kaiser. She misses, and Riley Jenkins with a rebound for the Streaks. Riley on the run, 14-6 Streaks, left wing Kaylee Miller. Swing it over to Chelsea Stevenson on the right wing. She'll fire the three just off the mark, and the rebound comes down to Wageman for the Dragons. I'm sure glad they changed their team mascot name from what it was years
that
ago.
That was bound to happen.
That would, couldn't even say it.
Well, and I never really even knew what it meant, but I guess it was a bit of
derogatory,
a racial
slur,
wasn't it?
Yeah, against particularly Chinese people.
Yeah.
As Riley Jenkins called for the foul as Kaiser drove in left side. Riley got the block, got her with the body, though, too. First free throw up and no good for Gracie Kaiser. That's the first foul on Riley Jenkins, 14 fouls on the Streaks. Let's see, Taphorn back in. She replaces Oberle for the Dragons. Second shot for Kaiser up. That one is good. She's got five of their seven. Under 7 minutes to play first half, 14-7 Streaks. Riley Jenkins, backdoor pass to Lauren Livingston. Up off the glass, left side and in. Wow, great fake by Lauren. Fake going out high, went low, and... they worked that to perfection.
Yeah, they each knew what to anticipate there, and that's great when you work with your teammates so well and you get an easy bucket like that.
Six for Lauren Livingston, 16-7 Streaks. Out high, this is Chisholm, gives to Taphorn top of the key. Left wing to Kaiser, she'll fire just on top of the three-point arc. That's no good, weak side rebound. Lauren Livingston, there she is. Lauren across midcourt to Audrey Peck, running the floor. Audrey up off the glass, got it, and she's fouled. Audrey runs the floor so well, and what I like that she does, she catches, gathers, and goes up. She doesn't put the ball on the floor.
This second quarter has been impressive by the Silver Streaks just a couple of minutes into it, but there haven't been many things go wrong. They've attacked the basket well. They've spread it around defensively, a nice job. And, you know, if Pekin's not going to hit shots like the one they just missed from about 12, 14 feet from the basket, they're not going to win this ball game. Gelsberg's got too much inside and too much in transition to let them win.
Foul went against Wageman, and, Audrey's going to be called for being on the line. That's the second time she's been called for that this season. She sometimes shoots a little bit of a jump shot from the free throw line. I don't know if she came down on it that time or not. She had made it, but it was negated anyway. But 18-7 Streaks with 6:10 to play here in the first half. Tap on a high right side. What's the call? Off the ball?
Yeah.
Oh, it's an offensive foul.
Yep.
It's going to go against Laura Gilmore, a junior that's in. I didn't see what happened, if she pushed off or what. But so Pekin turns it over again with 6:05 to play, and the Streaks with an 11-point lead. Chelsea Stevenson gives to Arlita Brown between the circles. Arlita back in, who just missed Riley on the back door. Now picks up and gives to Chelsea Stevenson, right wing. It's Kaylee Miller over the top. Tried to get to Audrey Peck, but Taphorn doubled down and was able to take it away. And the Streaks turn it over with less than six to play here in the first half, leading 18-7.
Yeah, that lob will work if there's nobody there for weak side help, but if they come over, that makes that a really tough pass.
Down the left side of the lane, the pass to Kaiser. She laid it up and in. Good look from Wageman to Kaiser. Kaiser lays it up with the left hand. She's got seven of their nine, 18-9 Streaks. Riley Jenkins left baseline to Kaylee Miller on the wing. Hands back off to Riley. She'll bring it back out and reset. And now, they're still on the man-to-man. I thought maybe they were going to switch to a zone. Left baseline, Kaylee Miller for three. Short, right on target. Audrey Peck with a rebound, gets knocked away. Kaylee Miller runs it down, kicks out to Riley Jenkins. She'll fire the 18-footer out high left side. Good. That's 5 points for Riley Jenkins. And make it 20-9 Streaks, back to the 11-point lead, under 5 minutes to play. Taphorn drives in, the runner is up and good. Nice move by Taphorn, her first basket. Quickly back the other way. Riley Jenkins kicks out to Chelsea Stevenson, missed it on top of the three-point arc. Arlita Brown with a rebound, puts it up, can't hit. Now Kaylee Miller with the offensive rebound, put it up, can't hit, but she's going to be fouled. Streaks are really crashing the offensive glass, and the foul's going to go against, I believe, Laura Gilmore. That'll be her second. So a nice job by the Streaks going off after the offensive boards.
Yeah, six offensive rebounds already in this quarter after they didn't have one in the first quarter. And first free throw up and no good. Out on the wing for the Silver Streak, you know, Chelsea Stevenson's had three looks this quarter. The first two, she was a little bit to the right off the back iron. You could see her adjust that time. She came left and caught it off the front iron, so eventually she'll get that thing zeroed in.
Kaylee uncharacteristically missed both free throws. And we'll take it back the other way with the Streaks leading 20-11, 4.5 minutes to play first half. Tap horn right wing, working against Arlita Brown, goes baseline, leaned back, put it up, got too far into the basket. Arlita with a rebound. Now Riley Jenkins runs it across midcourt to Lauren Livingston, fake the three, now back to Riley between the circles. And she'll get a pick from Lauren, goes left, down the left side, stops, pulls up with a 10-footer off the glass and good. Nice job by Riley. Riley, great recognition. Sometimes she gets a little bit too deep. That time, she nice pull up off the glass, make it 22-11. Streaks have doubled up. The Dragons, 4 minutes to play first half. This is Wageman with it on the dribble, top of the key, out high left side to Taphorn. Taphorn dribbles right, back left, now picks up, gives to Wageman, playing kind of a two-man game. She's got it on the right wing. Now bounces for Kaiser going down the right side of the lane, but to Riley Jenkins got in there and knocked it away, and then she's fouled, and I believe it's going to go against Wageman. If that's so, that'll be her second foul. She reached in. And that is now 18 fouls, so Riley Jenkins is going to go to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus.
And 8 team turnovers for Pekin in this first half, and most of those have been because of the Silver Streaks defense in that man-to-man. They've done a nice job of fighting through picks. Pekin has tried setting double stack high out a few times. That time they were setting picks all across and down the lane, but every time Streaks able to adjust and anticipate that and get in there and even get a hand in the passing lane, and that's why they force that turnover there.
So 8 turnovers, 11 points. Yeah, coaches don't like to hear those kind of stats. If the points and turnovers are anywhere close, you don't like that, especially heading toward halftime. Riley hits the first, gets the bonus, missed that one. Rebound comes down to Kaiser for the Dragons. 23-11 Streaks, 3:40 to play first half. Out high, this is Kaiser. Penetrates to the free throw line, kicks out to the left wing to McClanahan. Back to Taphorn, a three-pointer out high right side is no good, but the rebound comes out long to Kaiser on the left baseline. Hands off to McClanahan. Now Taphorn out high left side, thought about the three. Lauren Livingston closed out on her. Now it's Wageman with it, right wing to Rigi. Back out to Kaiser out high right side, drives to the free throw line, cut off, gives to Taphorn. She penetrates, a runner in the paint, up and good. She's done that a couple of times and hit it both times. Kind of see what they're doing. They just keep faking the three and trying to get that penetration, looking for the shot as Chelsea Stevenson, a little bit too quick on the step before she put the ball on the floor, and the Streaks turn it over now with 3:08 to play.
Yeah, Taphorn's got a pretty big body, and when she gets in the lane, nobody's in a hurry to step in front of her, and she just floats that runner up there once she sets her foot in the black paint in the lane, and she's got a nice touch.
Yeah, because Lauren's 5'8", and she's at least, I'm thinking probably a couple inches taller than Lauren, and now she tries to post her up, and a nice help by Riley Jenkins. Lauren fronting, Riley coming from the back, and Riley knocked it away. Chelsea Stevenson comes up with it. She'll stop at the right elbow, fires a 15-footer, in and out, no good. Audrey Peck skies for the rebound, but it got knocked away by Chisholm, and Pekin brings it back the other way with 2:40 to play in the half. 23-13 Streaks. Taphorn out high right side. Working against Lauren Livingston. Now goes to the free throw line, bounces from McClanahan, fires on top of, I thought it was on top of the three-point line, but if it would have gone, it would have been a three, according to the official, but she missed it anyway. And Riley Jenkins pulls away the rebound. Riley, top of the key, down the left side of the lane to Chelsea Stevenson on the wing. Penetrates to the top of the key, now kicks back out to Riley. She'll reset the offense against the Pekin man-to-man. Lauren Livingston out high left side to Audrey Peck between the circles. Riley Jenkins out high right side. Back door to Audrey Peck again. Spins, puts it up, and good. Nice job by Audrey. Tried to kind of lost the defender. The defender was there. She kind of spun. The defender backed off. She turns, puts it up and in. Mm-hmm.
And another nice assist coming over from the other side by Riley Jenkins.
Audrey Peck had 12 in the earlier game on 6 baskets. She also had 7 rebounds and a steal. 25-13 Streaks. Taphorn fires the. I thought her foot was over the line, but they say that was a three for Jenna Taphorn. She's got 7 all in this quarter. 25-16 Streaks. Riley Jenkins down the left side of the lane, lays it up, got it, and we're gonna call a charge, really?
No.
Oh no! He counted the basket. Never mind. Nope, he counted the basket. I thought the way he indicated, I thought it was a charge. Nope, basket good, and a foul's gonna go against. Was it Chisholm? Yeah, that's her second foul. Nice move by again. Riley kind of does that hesitation right down the left side of the lane, kind of right up the defense's back, and puts it up and in, and a chance at the traditional three-point play.
And being a left-hander, she's so comfortable going down the left side, and you just knew when nobody stepped up to get in front of her that she was going all the way to the rim.
She's got 11 now, make it 28-16 Streaks. Biggest lead at 12, 1:30 to play first half. McClanahan being guarded by Caden Slidek. And Caden with a steal. Great defense again by Caden Slidek. Just picked the pocket. Oh, they're going to say Caden, though, before she made the pass, she had to stop and grab the ball. And they're going to say she drug the pivot foot before she made the outlet pass. Well, again, another, you see what Caden Slidek does, and that ball handlers do not like. She's one of those you don't like playing against if you're a ball handler. This is McClanahan with it. Down the left side of the lane, Cadence cuts her off, and now we've got an offensive foul on against who? This is going to go against Chisholm. That's her third. I didn't see what happened. It was away from the ball, but that's her third foul now, and another peak and turnover with 1:18 to play. Did you see? I didn't see what happened because they were kind of stacked down on the right side of the lane there, it looked like. I didn't.
Yeah.
Maybe an illegal pick or something.
Turned to set a pick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Backdoor pass, Riley Jenkins to Lauren Livingston from out high on the right side to down on the left block. Lauren lays it up and in. That's working to perfection this game. 30-16 streaks with a minute to play here in the first half.
It's been a 20-point second quarter for Galesburg. They've done a lot of things right on the offensive end.
Now with the runner, Kaiser in the paint, can't hit. Caden Slidek with a rebound. She'll pull it out herself across midcourt right side. Down the right side lane. Yep, carried it. Accidentally got a high dribble there and kind of went up over her head. And the streaks turn it over with 48.4 to play. So how many turnovers on us now?
I've got us for 8.
Yeah, I mean, take that away. This is a pretty good lead for having 8 turnovers.
It is, yeah. Well, Pekin has helped out. They have, yeah. So they got 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I think I got them for 12.
Wow. All right, so Caden Slidek, she'll pick up a little pressure in the backcourt, not too much. McClanahan gets it across left to the center circle. Goes left to the wing, cut off. Now top of the key, it goes to Wageman. 35 seconds to play. Now Kaiser, right wing, goes to Rigi. Out high goes to Taphorn, fakes left, goes right in the paint. Runner short on that one, but the rebound comes down to Wageman. Kicks out to McClanahan for 3 out high left side. Short. Rebound comes out long to Arlita Brown. Down court to Caden Slidek, running 4. Caden lays it up right side. Got it. Nice recognition by Arlita Brown off the rebound cut. She kind of took it on the run. Made the nice pass to Cadence running the floor. Make it 32-16. We've doubled them up again.
4 field goals in a row. 5 out of 6 to end the second quarter for the Streaks.
5 to play. Taphorn fires a long 3 out high right side. Missed it. Rebound comes down to Cadence Leidick as time runs out in the first half. It's been a good one for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. At halftime, Galesburg 32, Pekin 16. We'll come back with our halftime show, run down the halftime scoreboard, halftime stats and more. Streaks lead 32-16. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Boatload of Toys Toy Drive at Walmart in Galesburg for Safe Harbor Family Crisis Center in day 2, and the giving has been tremendous. We go until 5 p.m. tomorrow. You can donate toys for boys or girls from toddler all the way up to a teenager, football, gift cards, Barbies, the bikes. The giving, we just got another bike just a little bit ago. We've got plenty of those. But you can still give if you haven't yet, and this is your cause to help out Safe Harbor Family Crisis Center. The drive goes until 5 p.m. tomorrow. We'll see you at Walmart in Galesburg.
Fly into the holiday season with Cardinals Ticket Packs. 5, 6, and 10-game ticket packs are on sale now and feature the season's top games and promotional dates. Choose from the opening day pack, the jersey pack, the bobblehead pack, weekend packs, and more. For a limited time, upgrade your pack to a premium pack to guarantee all-included promo items. Ticket packs start at just $54 and are on sale now. Get yours at cardinals.com/holiday. St. Louis Cardinals, time to fly.
Time to bring it inside. Time to bring your game to the court, the mat, the pool, and the bleachers. It's time to represent. And Elite Ink is the source for screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, and accessories to outfit your school, club, or business. You're going to love working with Elite Ink. Design services are 100% free, and if you can think it, they can print it. Visit EliteInkPrinting.com and click on Start Your Order for a quote. Get in the game with Elite Ink, where it's more than just a t-shirt. Your wife is all about improving your home sweet home. Problem is, you already have a day job. Enter Courtright Construction of Oneida. These guys can do it all, from a minor remodel to a complete build. See their work at courtrightconstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball is brought to you by Todd Van Velser, your local Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 1980 National Boulevard in Galesburg. To learn how Todd can help you reach your financial goals, stop by or call 343-3239. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Wrap up the deals and wrap up the year in a nicer, newer vehicle from YEM. Merry Christmas. This is Sarah Yem. Look for holiday savings across our lot.
It's going to be a great holiday when you buy your new sleigh from Jesse J. at Yem Chevrolet. We have a great selection of vehicles for under $15,000, like this 2011 Chevy Equinox for under $7,600, or 2008 Honda Pilot, four-wheel drive, leather, sunroof, heated seats, third row seating, $7,900, a 2012 Nissan Rogue, all-wheel drive, navigation, heated seats. Take this deal home for the holidays for only $8,300.
And everybody's talking about the trade-in tax starting on January 1st. And chances are, you could save a lot of money if you trade before the end of the year. If you have any questions about how this may affect you and your family, just stop in anytime. Wrap up the deals and wrap up the year at Yem. North Henderson, Galesburg.
Tax title license dot fee extra.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
John Thiel, Jim, Tom Erith, Jim Lee with me here this afternoon. Eric Gibson on assignment. Thanks for being with us. We're at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Pekin Dragons 32-16. They outscored them 22-10 in that second quarter. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. Well, the Streaks won their game earlier over Burlington 55-28. The sophomores also beat Burlington 62-12. They were up 36-0 at halftime of that game,
the
sophomores were.
36-0.
Yeah, which is why we got a little early start on our game earlier. Streaks lead here 32-16. The Illinois Fighting Illini, unfortunately, did not have a good game.
What a disappointment.
Well, man, lost the Bragging Rights game to Missouri 63-56. Sophomore girls, they won their portion of the Streaks Invitational here. They defeated Pekin 49-29. Here's what the upcoming schedule looks like. Of course, the boys are off today. They finished up last night till the holiday tournament next week. We'll have the girls' first game at the Mattoon Holiday Tournament, 1 o'clock next Thursday afternoon, 12:40 pregame. Eric and I will be there for that. The Streaks will take on Altamont. The boys will turn around with a 4 o'clock game, 3:40 pregame. Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman, they will take on Chillicothe IVC at the Taylorville Holiday Tournament. The girls then will have the second game for the girls on 92.7 FM, the Laser, because the girls will start at 4:30. We'll have a 4:10 pregame. They'll play Olney. And then Friday, it'll be the girls starting things off with a 10 o'clock game Friday morning, a 9:40 pregame. They'll take on St. Anthony from Effingham. Then the boys will have a noon game with around 11:40 for the pregame. They'll take on Mount Zion over Taylorville. And then the girls, we're not going to know till after their first three games when they'll play later on Friday evening. If they win their other three games, they'll have the late game Friday night. If they win one or lose one, or it's a whole convoluted mess with the system there with the pool play. The boys, on the other hand, they know they'll play Friday night at 8:30 and 8:10 pregame, and they'll take on the host Taylorville. And then to be determined Saturday, the girls, of course, it'll be championship day. It'll be just one game. The boys will have two games. We don't know yet when. I guess the boys will play at 11 at noon, and then at 8:30 again on Saturday. The girls, we don't know yet. Championship day, the game start at 10. The championship would be at 4 o'clock if they happen to get that far. Illini, we won't have them again until the 29th, Sunday the 29th. They'll take on North Carolina A&T and hope they play better than they did today.
Say after today, they need some practice time.
So lots and lots of basketball to come next week as the holiday tournaments will get underway. Our halftime scoreboard, again, brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. Streaks lead it 32-16. We'll come back with our halftime stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
You guys get home okay last night?
No, it was so stressful. My kids were sound asleep.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
But I couldn't see anything. All of the headlights were streaky and the road was blurry and...
Yeah, you need to call Kehoe.
Night blindness can make even a short drive home a white-knuckle stress sesh. Make an appointment at Kehoe Eye Care to find out why your night vision is poor and what options are available to get you safely back on the road after dark.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Is that what you hear from your drains? If it is, there could be a problem with your sewer that's about to cause you a big headache and one heck of a mess. Call my office at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating to come out and inspect your sewer so you can avoid that untimely sewer backup. We'll send our camera down to identify any problems you are having with your sewer and give you an estimate on what it's going to take to make that problem go away. Stop that gurgling today with a call to Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating.
Clark Howard.
This is Clark Howard.
When you co-sign a loan, you're showing love or obligation to someone else, usually a family member or a friend. But you get all the junk and they get all the good stuff. Because if they ever stop paying, you're fully liable for all the money and your credit can be ruined. So really think through and know what you're agreeing to whenever you do agree to be a co-signer.
Clark Howard, weekday mornings at 9 on WGIL.
The official WGIL forecast, partly cloudy tonight, overnight low of 29. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 47. Low of 32 tomorrow night. Monday, sunshine, a high of 50. Low of 35 for Monday night. And Tuesday, mostly cloudy and a high of 50 again. Outlook for Christmas Eve, cloudy skies with an overnight low of 35. And Christmas Day, clouds and a high of 44. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 48 at WGIL.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime at John Thiel Gym. Tom Aerdiff, Jim Lee. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Pekin Dragons 32-16. Halftime stats brought to you by Todd Van Velser, financial advisor with Edward Jones, member SIPC. Streaks led by Riley Jenkins with 11 points on four baskets and two for four from the free throw line. 8 points for Lauren Livingston, three baskets, two for two from the line. Six for Audrey Peck on three baskets. She had a free throw negated. Three for Kaylee Miller on a three-pointer, over two from the line. Two apiece for Chelsea Stevenson and Cadence Leidick, five for nine from the line. One three-pointer. Pekin, 7 points apiece for Jenna Taphorn and Gracie Kaiser. Natalie Rigi with a basket. They had 1 3-pointer, 1 for 2 from the free throw line. But big story, probably turnovers.
Well, yeah, they had a dozen turnovers, and the Streaks able to turn a lot of those into points the other way. That second quarter, impressive by Galesburg on offense. 10 of 16 from the field, a 22-point quarter. They were 13 of 23 for the half, 56%. Pekin just shooting 30%. Rebounds are even.
Well, actually, the game earlier today, we were right at 50%, 25 for 50, and that. But that was after the other night as Pekin's got the ball to start the second half. Air ball by Taphorn, but Rigi there to clean it up and put it up and in. Nobody got a body on her. Rigi with her second basket. Streaks lead 32-18. But up at Sterling the other night, we were 14 for 50 from the field.
That was so tough. I was listening to that, and you kept thinking the shots will start going down, and then after a while, you just thought, well, it's just not our night. It's not happening.
Things are getting much nicer up there. They've added more bleachers there. They've got them all the way around. They're going to put in a new floor next year, but the lighting's horrible. They still got the fluorescent lights, still bad. Kaylee Miller for three, short left wing, but Lauren Livingston inside position on the left side, puts it up off the glass and in. Lauren with 10 now and a 34-18 Streaks lead.
Lauren's played a very strong game through the first half and 1 minute here.
This is McClanahan, 15-footer, no good. Audrey Peck runs down the rebound, looks for some help, and I think they're going to say Audrey's pass to Riley Jenkins. She bounced. I think it hit the end line. I think it's going to go back to Pekin. I'm not sure. Nobody's coming to the ball. Yep, now they've finally got Pekin coming to the ball. But that's what it looked like from this angle, that maybe the ball hit at the end line on the bounce pass. Inbound is stolen away by Chelsea Stevenson. She gets knocked out of bounds by Taphorn. Taphorn didn't mean to run into her. She was going after the ball and just kind of ran into Chelsea, but knocked the ball away from her. And Jenna Taphorn picks up her first foul, first team foul here in the second half.
Yeah, that's a tough foul. You could probably have not called anything there, and nobody would have cared. But
Lauren Livingston penetrates, 5-footer up off the glass, no good, but hustles after their own rebound, but it actually rolled off her hand, and Pekin comes away. Now they lost it. Kaylee Miller comes up with it to Riley Jenkins. Penetrates back to Kaylee, left wing. Now to Riley, left baseline. She'll bring it back out and set the offense for the Streaks. 6:35 to play third quarter. Streaks with a 34-18 lead. Audrey Peck between the circles, right wing, Riley Jenkins, who had Lauren posted up there against the McClanahan, who's very short. Now, what's it called?
Offensive foul.
We're going to say Audrey Peck's an illegal string, I believe.
Yeah, that's three or four times that official is called on both teams. Yeah. He's looking for those.
Yep, and that's the first foul on Audrey, so the Streaks turn it over again. It's unfortunate that we didn't get Lauren had McClanahan posted up there. Now, again, McClanahan, we don't have their sizes, but she's no more than about 5'3 or 5'4, it looks like. At high left side, this is Wageman. Drives in, pass knocked away by Riley Jenkins, but coming up with it is Kaiser. Now kicks back out to McClanahan. Three-pointer at high left side is good. First basket for Leah McClanahan. And make it 34-21, just over 6 minutes to play. Now, Kaylee Miller gets it down on the left block to Audrey Peck. Turns, puts it up and in. And Audrey Peck having another nice game. She's got eight. Yeah. And make it 36-21.
Between Peck and Livingston, they're really owning Pekin inside in this ballgame.
And Audrey with a block shot on Rigi. Rebound comes down. There's going to be a tie-up. And the possession arrow points toward the Streaks. Nice job defensively. Audrey got back there a little bit late, but was able to get there in time to block Rigi. And the Streaks get it on the alternate possession.
Good day today if we hold on to this lead. For the team to get its moxie back after that Thursday night game up in Sterling, yeah, to win two games here and feel good going into the holidays.
Chelsea Stevenson for three, right wing, short rebound, Audrey Peck again, but it's taken away from behind by Kaiser. Kaiser down the left side of the floor, lost it, got it back, laid it up, but she missed it. Kept alive by Taphorn. Chelsea Stevenson tried to run it down. It goes out of bounds on the baseline. It'll go back to the Dragons. Yeah, that's a good thing. Yeah, you wonder how kids are going to react after a game like that, and it's good to see that they came back. And it helps, you know, playing a team like Burlington early that didn't have too much strength. But this is a pretty good Pekin team that's been somewhat competitive throughout the year, and especially in the Middle Illini.
Yeah, well, it's like the Silver Streak boys when they had that awful game up at UT,
yeah,
and then turn around and played the Saturday in the Sterling game, which was so good down here when they put up the 92 points.
Well, and then you could say the same thing about UT because Ryan Weber's squad scored 18 that Tuesday night before that against Rock Island.
Yeah.
When is a team that has scored 18 not in a quarter?
Yeah.
But for the whole game. This is McClanahan, top of the key. Taphorn from straight on, three-pointer, good. Wow, we don't want them to start hitting those. That's her second of the game. She's got 10, make it 36-24, under five to play in the third quarter. Speaking of Ryan Weber here to watch his niece, Kaylee Miller. Kaylee's got it left baseline. Thought about the three, but Wageman closed out on her. She brings it back out high and bounces for Cadence Leidick, who's in right at the center circle. Back to Riley Jenkins in the center circle. Streets against the Pekin man-to-man. Riley drives right side. Little runner up. Rolls off. No good. Rebound, a tie-up, but Taphorn's able to take it away. And we bring it back the other way. This is Wageman. Hands off to Taphorn on the right wing. Got a wide open three. Fires it up and airballed. That one was on target, but was short. And Riley, well, I guess the ball went off her foot. I think she thought maybe one of the Pekin's players tapped it, but it went off of Riley's foot. So it's going to go back to the Dragons. 36-24 Streaks, 4:16 to play third quarter. Why are they giving it to him on the left side of the baseline, having it on the right side?
Well, and I gave her a turnover just because I think she had possession of the ball.
Yeah, she did. She was dribbled. She took a couple of dribbles. So, yeah. Taphorn with the top of the key. Picks up, gives left wing to Kaiser. Kaiser goes to the left elbow to McClanahan between the circles. Dribbles right, picks up, looks for help, gives to Taphorn. She'll penetrate, and she's going to get that runner up and made it again. Nice move by Taphorn. She's now got 12 and 36-26. Riley Jenkins drives baseline, gets all the way through, kicks out to Cadence Leidick from the right elbow, 15-footers off the mark, and the rebound comes down to Wageman for Pekin.
Gotta
try to get back to get some. Oh, thank you. That's helpful. Timeout called. Full timeout called by Brett McGinnis. We'll take that. We need to. I think Coach Massey's ready to talk about it too. Full timeout. We'll take one as well. 3:35 to play third quarter. Galesburg 36, Pekin 26. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. By Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, he'll help you find your dream home. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Are you happy at your current job? If you're even slightly on the fence, head to galesburg.info, keyword jobs, and check out all of the local employers that are currently looking for someone just like you. Openings are updated all the time, so check back often. galesburg.info, keyword jobs.
Stay connected with Galesburg anywhere you go. Galesburg's local news is always online at WGIL.com.
Back here at John Field Gym, Tom Aerdith, Jim Lee, Eric Gibson on assignment. Glad to have Jim along with us here this afternoon. He's not in Florida. He's here. That's a good thing. We like that.
I got a couple of more weeks.
And you brought us some good weather, too. I like that.
Yeah. Sounds like we're going to be in the sunshine and 50 degrees for most of this.
And even through Christmas, at least close to the mid-40s, which is fine with me. I don't need a white Christmas unless it's a white sandy beach, but that's a whole other thing. All right. Taphorn with the basketball for Pekin out of the timeout. 36-26 streaks. Riley Jenkins knocks it away, but goes into the hands of Wageman. Top of the key, it goes to Kaiser down the left side of the lane, laid it up, and got it. Man, that was a tough shot. She had some contact there with Arlita Brown, was able to concentrate, getting it up and in.
Yeah, she just bruised her way to the basket that time, and we got a ball game here. It's 8 points after the streaks. Look like they might run away with this early in this period.
Kaiser's now got 9 points. Three-pointer, top of the key. Cadence Leidig, no good, but Lauren Livingston there for the rebound. Gets knocked away from behind. A lot of contact. A jump ball's got to be called as they go to the floor. Possession arrow, unfortunately, points toward Pekin. Good inside position for Lauren. That's the one thing now, the difference. We got a whole bunch of offensive rebounds, it seemed like, in the first half, just uncontested, got some putbacks. Now, every time we bring down a rebound, there's hands all around, and they're going after the ball.
Yeah, and we're getting some clean looks from the outside, but just not hitting those, a la the Sterling game.
This is Wageman, left wing, penetrates to the left elbow, bounces right wing now for Rigi. Rigi penetrates into the paint, scoops up the runner off the glass too hard, and Arlita Brown with a rebound outlets to Lauren Livingston. Lauren on the run, right side, gets around the defender somehow and puts a shot up, and it was Wageman was standing there waiting to draw the charge, and I don't know how in the world Lauren was able to sidestep her without traveling. That's what I was expecting. Like, she's not going to be able to get around her without traveling. Well, she did. It couldn't hit the shot, but the foul went against Wageman. Lauren hits the first free throw.
Again, she just looks money at that free throw line. I guess she could have done. I saw a highlight last night. This NBA player, Ja Morant. Did you see that?
No.
He jumped almost completely over a guy that's 6'11" in the middle of the lane and tried to jam. It was he didn't make it, but it was impressive.
Wow. And Lauren hits both. She's got 12 and make it 38-28, back to a 10-point lead for the streaks with 2:22 to play here in the third quarter. McClanahan across midcourt in the center circle, being guarded by Cadence Leidig. Picked up, now looking for some help. Finally bounces for Taphorn out high on the right side. Taphorn tapped away by Lauren Livingston, but she gets it back. Now gets to Wageman, and we're going to have a foul away from the ball after
Taphorn
made the pass. Right? Yeah, I think, I don't know if Lauren had her momentum going that way and hit her by accident after going after that pass or what, but the whistle didn't blow till the pass had already gotten into the other player's hands. That is the first foul on Lauren, second team foul on the streaks here in the second half. 2:07 to play in the third. Wageman to inbound, and it comes to McClanahan out near midcourt. McClanahan, she's quick, but, and there's Cadence, yep, got the hand check again. Yeah, she got Cadence going one way, and she went the other way, and Cadence got the hand on her, and that's going to be her third foul.
Yeah, if you're the official, you might want to keep an eye on McClanahan, too. I've seen her a couple of times push off to free that space up, and you could just as easily.
Yeah, right there. She just did it right there. Yeah, and she just did it again to Cadence. This is Rigi with it. Yeah, I hadn't noticed that before, but she just did it twice in a row there.
I noticed it in the first half a couple of times.
And it's like a natural motion with you when you're handling the ball. When somebody's guarding you like that, you're trying to keep them off of you, and they don't always call it.
And until they call it, you're going to keep doing it.
Back into the game, Braylon Oberle. She's got it. Bounces from McClanahan. Good defense by the streaks. Got him spread out. A lot of motion in the offense, but they're not getting it anywhere toward the basket at this point with 1:28 to play in the third. Now, Wageman goes toward the basket, and it was tapped away. I think that was Chelsea Stevenson that got a hand on it. Down to Cadence Leidig. Cadence tried to get underneath to Riley Jenkins. Bounced off the glass. Audrey Peck came away with it. Got bumped. No call. Missed a shot, but Lauren Livingston with the rebound. And her putback is no good, but she's fouled. I think it's going to be Rigi that gets the call. Yep, Rigi gets the call. That's her first foul. That's going to put Lauren Livingston back at the free throw line. Made a pretty good living there here this afternoon. She's got 12 points in the game and hits another.
Yeah, just hard work on the offensive end because nothing's going down from the field for this team right now. After going 10 of 16 in that second quarter, streaks with just 2 field goals in 11 tries in this third.
And Lauren's second shot bounces around and falls through. She is 6 for 6 from the line, and she's got 14 points, and now it's back to a 40-28 lead for the streaks with 1:07 to play here in the third quarter. This is McClanahan. Left wing goes to Kaiser. High pass. Kaiser had to go way up for it. Brings it down. Now spins and nearly traveled, and she did. Yeah, she spun, and Taphorn was too close to her, and she picked up the pivot foot after the spin before she made the pass, and the Dragons turned it over. I don't think we've had quite the amount of turnovers here in this third quarter, have we, from either side, have we?
No, I've got, well, seven total, four for Peak and three for the Silver Streaks.
50 seconds to play. Riley Jenkins has a hold of it and gives to Lauren Livingston on the right wing with 46. Now Riley brings it back out near the center circle.
Yeah, you give Pekin the leading score we said is out. She comes back, and this isn't a bad team.
No.
If they could hit a few more perimeter shots, they're solid, they're athletic.
31 seconds to play. Now Taphorn's going to come out and guard Riley, and the Streaks are going to work for one here. Now she'll bring back the other way. She's got Kaiser on her now. Gives out high left side to Kaylee Miller with 20 seconds to play. Back to Riley left to the center circle with 18. Bouncers for Caden Flydick with 15. Now to Riley, and they'll trigger with about 10 or 9. Riley dribbles right, now with 10. Now to Audrey Peck on the wing with 8. Back to Kaylee Miller, now Riley Jenkins out high left side. Backdoor to Audrey Peck, got the pick from Lauren Livingston. Lays it up and in. Nicely run play by the Streaks as time runs out here in the third quarter. What an outstanding way to end the quarter. That was an outstanding play they called there. And Lauren Livingston, a nice job on the pick. And Audrey went up, grabbed the ball right up with it. 42-28 Streaks, 8 minutes to play. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan. On home of the lifetime warranty.
Looking to spruce up your kitchen, maybe add a decorative countertop or some new cabinets? Give Courtright Construction a call for a free estimate. They can create a one-of-a-kind countertop that has the look of real stone for a fraction of the price. Learn more at courtrightconstruction.com. The right choice for your next project. Courtright Construction of Oneida.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
Karen Benjamin unwrapped a super wash and wax from Dave's Auto Body playing WGIL's Pick a Present. We're in the final days this year. To find out how you can play, go to WGIL.com.
Fourth quarter, Lauren Livingston from Riley Jenkins left wing for three. And Lauren is having quite a game and making 45-28 Streaks out of the end of the quarter. Streaks actually were outscored 12-10 in that third quarter, but it was the latter half of the quarter that was good for the Streaks.
Yeah, it was, and they continued it with that three ball to open up the fourth. So Pekin had a chance to cut it under 10 several times, couldn't do it, and now the Streaks have built the lead back up, and with a rebound here can push it up to 19 or 20.
McClanahan the miss. Riley with a rebound and got knocked to the floor. Go up for a shot, and they didn't call anything. I think the reason she threw it toward the basket because she knew she got fouled, but there was no call there. Now Riley, the ball goes right between her legs. She gets knocked down, but the Streaks still have it. Lauren Livingston to Kaylee Miller running the floor. Puts it up. Oh, missed it, but she got fouled from behind by Rigi. Rigi had just enough momentum that knocked her out of the way. That was kind of a crazy play there.
Riley's just looking at the floor right now. She got beat up on the one end, got knocked in the out of bounds, and no call. She comes back down and just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. She nearly got the turnover. As soon as she touched the ball, though, she got knocked down again. And so she's trying to get her marbles right here on the court while her teammates shooting free throws, and Miller hits the first one.
46-28 now, and Kaylee could make it a 19-point lead with 7:03 to play in the ball game. And too strong on that one. Rebound comes out long. Taphorn runs it down for the Dragons. Biggest lead of the ball game. I think we had what? We're up 12. Did we get up 16 at some point?
I think, yeah, 12? That, yeah, I think so. They're okay. Early third quarter.
This is,
because it was 16 at halftime.
Okay. Yeah. Kaiser, top of the key. It's Taphorn out high left side. McClanahan, a wide open three. Missed that one. Taphorn with a rebound on the weak side. Leans in on the baseline. Too far under. Missed the shot. And Riley Jenkins with a rebound. That was good defense by Lauren Livingston. Riley down the right side. Nice pass to Kaylee Miller. Missed the shot. And the rebound's going to go out. Well, McClanahan saved it inbounds, but fortunately for Peak and Kaiser were there. Now it's Taphorn running the floor left side. Lays it up and in. She's got 14 and make it 46-30 Streaks with 6:17 to play. Lauren Livingston out high left side on the dribble, gives to Riley Jenkins out high on the right side. She'll bring it back out and reset for the Streaks. Bounces for Lauren out high on the left side. Now Audrey Peck, top of the key, right wing. It goes to Riley Jenkins was looking for Audrey backdoor. Riga got there to defend that time. Riley left side on the wing, fakes. Now fires from on top of the three-point arc, in and out, no good. And Riga comes down with a rebound. Gives way to McClanahan, and she'll walk it across for the Dragons. 5:42 to play, 16-point lead now, 46-30. Right wing, Riga outside the three-point arc. Got to Taphorn going back door. Taphorn couldn't hold on and finally got a hand on it. Got it to Riga. Riga misses the shot, but the rebound comes out long to Chelsea Stevenson, and she's fouled by Gracie Kaiser. That'll be her first. And five team fouls now on the Dragons.
Yeah, that was one of those where I think it was Reedy took the shot from the far side, and as soon as it left her hand, she just took off for the basket. She knew that was going to be nowhere close, and had a lot of people in the lane, and the Silver Streaks nearly able to get a breakout on that because she left her spot so early.
Yeah, they came out kind of long to Chelsea, and she was going the right direction when it came. Audrey Peck, left wing to Arlita Brown, who checks back in. Now it's Riley Jenkins, left wing Chelsea Stevenson. She'll fire the three. Good! Chelsea Stevenson, her first three of the game. She's got 5 points, and they get 49-30. Back to the 19-point lead with 5:07 to play. This is McClanahan, right wing, cut off by Caden Slidick. Gives to Kaiser. She'll drive to the free throw line, down the left side of the lane, got it up and couldn't hit the shot. Rebound comes down to Arlita Brown. That was a nice move by Kaiser. Couldn't get the fall. She's going to be a pretty good player. She's just a sophomore as well. Riley Jenkins drives baseline. She was forced out of bounds, and that will be the fourth foul on Ariel Chisholm, I believe. Oh, nope, they called it on Riga. That's her third. Natalie Riga with a foul. 16 fouls now. So after this, the Streaks will shoot free throws the rest of the game. Riley Jenkins inbound from the left baseline, and it comes to Audrey Peck on the wing. Now Chelsea Stevens on top of the key to Riley on the left wing. Gets a pick from Audrey Peck. Now back the other way, stops on the wing, fires a three. Good! Couple of threes in a row for the Streaks. In fact, all three baskets here in the fourth quarter were three-pointers and make it 52-30, biggest lead of the ball game. McClanahan on the dribble. Yeah, don't keep your hand off there, Cadence. She had to pull it back. I think she's very conscious of it now. Riga left wing. She'll fire a 17-footer. That's an air ball. And the rebound went off the hands of Cadence Leidick. Chisholm comes away with it and gives to Wageman. She'll fire the three right wing. That's off the mark. Rebound tapped by Riley Jenkins. But Riga comes away with it. Put it up. Can't hit. But I think Arlita Brown's going to get called for. Oh, no. It's Audrey Peck gets called for the foul. That's her second. And that will put Natalie Riga at the free throw line for two shots. She's got 4 points in the game. First time she's been to the line. First time they've been to the line in the second half. They were 1-for-2 in the first half, and she missed that one. Lauren Livingston, Kaylee Miller check back in.
Say this crowd this afternoon, not what you'd probably hope for, but I was talking to Jay Barshinger beforehand. He goes, it's the Saturday before Christmas, and a lot of Christmas shopping and people starting to travel already. And so, but the ones that are here are appreciating a good Silver Streaks game here this afternoon.
And a little bit better crowd than there was for the game this morning. Long down court pass, Lauren Livingston tried to get to Cadence Light, a good idea, but overthrew her, and the Streaks turned it over with 4:04 to play after the missed free throw by Riga. So she missed both of them, and it remains 52-30, and she's going to get a break, and she's replaced by Laura Gilmore.
Well, and last weekend they played the boys Iowa-Illinois shootout. I was talking with Brad. I said, don't they usually play this Saturday before Christmas? He said, yeah, but for whatever reason this year, it fell a weekend earlier.
Strange setup for it this year. Taphorn, top of the key, three-pointer, bounces off, no good. Riley Jenkins runs in for the rebound. She'll keep it herself, behind the back, across midcourt, left of the center circle, on the run. Stops at the left elbow, now gives to Arlita Brown. Top of the key, out high right side, Kaylee Miller. Kaylee's going to bring it back out and give to Riley in the center circle. She'll reset the offense with 3.5 minutes to play. Streaks leading 52-30. Left baseline, Kaylee Miller. Gets to Lauren Livingston, posted up, and she gets fouled from behind. Kaiser reached over the top, and that's going to put Lauren at the free throw line for a chance of the one and bonus. Second foul on Kaiser, 17 fouls now.
Any thoughts that Pekin might have had of a comeback when they were coming out of the huddle going into the fourth quarter have just gone away with their shooting? They're 1 of 9 from the field in this period.
And now every foul, the Streaks will go to the free throw line. Oh, first miss by Lauren Livingston. We didn't even jinx her that time. That's her first miss from the line here. She was 6 for 6. Going into that shot.
And figures you'd miss the front end of the one and bonus.
Exactly.
Don't get a second chance.
This is Taphorn out high right side. Dribbles right. Now back to the left to the free throw line in the paint. And, they're going to call Cadence, I think. She got a hand on the ball. And then Taphorn forced it up after that. And Taphorn's going to go to the free throw line. I thought it was a good defensive play by Cadence, but that's going to be her fourth foul as Camellia Schwartzman waits to check in. Camellia, 5'9 junior. She'll come in after the first free throw from Taphorn, which is up and too strong. Camellia will give Lauren Livingston a break with 3:07 to play. I don't know if we'll see Lauren the rest of the game or not, since Coach had her sit out the first game because she'd had some sort of strain or something that she tweaked during that Sterling game. Second shot, no good. And the rebound to Camellia Schwartzman. They try to tie her up. She rips it away and gets it to Kaylee Miller. Nice job by Camellia.
Yeah.
Right wing, Riley Jenkins goes to the right elbow, penetrates, nice pass to Camellia Schwartzman, left baseline, puts it up and in.
Schwartzman big on both ends of the court that time.
Nice job by Riley, drew the defenders, and now they might get a five call. Nope, their coach calls timeout. They went to inbound the ball, Braylon Oberle, and she didn't have any teammates back there. The only one back there was Kaylee Miller.
And they were all clear down here in the deep part of the court. I mean, even if she'd have thrown it to half court, she wouldn't have found a teammate.
And this will be, did they call a full? Streaks are sitting on the bench, Pekin standing up, so I'm not sure if it's a full or not. I didn't see the indication. Well, 2:46 to play, and the Streaks with a 54-30 lead. Yeah, it's like you're in no man's land now. He's like, what do you do? I mean, and none of them were looking that way even. Somebody missed their assignment where they were supposed to be on the inbound.
Yeah, it looks like it is a full timeout. And,
okay.
The Streaks clearly in control of this one now. And when they're late in the third quarter, I wasn't sure maybe we were going to let this start to slip away. But we've righted the ship, and Pekin's gone cold. And now at 54-30, you're pretty comfortable about their odds of winning this one here this afternoon.
All right, Pekin will bring it the length of the court. And it will be Braylon Oberle. As Taphorn inbounded at that time, it was Oberle who was trying to inbound it last time. On the right wing, Ainsley Hall, a junior in for the first time. Now it's Chisholm, hands off to Taphorn on the right side. Right elbow, gets into the paint, now gives to Oberle. She dribbles right, run a little bit of a weave out front, all of the Streaks. Now it's Taphorn, top of the key, dribbles right down the right side of the lane, cut off nicely by Arlita Brown. Now Riley Jenkins picks her up as she gets it off to Oberle with 2:18 to play. Good defense again by the Streaks. Oberle, top of the key, bounces for Chisholm. She'll fire a three out high left side. Missed it badly. It's going to fall out of bounds, and the Streaks will bring it back the other way with 2:09 to play. Armani Rivas will check in for the Streaks, as will Megan Roan. You're in for a treat with Armani Rivas, Jim. She always makes something happen. She's going to be the shortest player on the floor, but she's also the quickest player on the floor. If she's got an open three, she's going to take it.
All right.
If she gets a ball and a rebound on a run out, she's going to go to the basket.
I had a
really good defender.
I had a buddy that was in high school. Was like he said, if I get my chance, that ball's going up. And he did, too. When he got in the game, he was taking it to the rim.
And she doesn't force it. She's in. Megan Roan, also Grace Nelson, Abby Enthoff. And the pass goes down on the left block. Camellia Schwartzman up and in on the feed from Grace Nelson. So Camellia making her presence felt. She's got four and make it 57-30. At high left side, this is Chisholm working against Megan Roan. Gets into the paint. The runner is up off the glass. No good. Megan had the ball tapped away. And Grace Nelson with it. Grace on the run. 2-on-2. Left side had it knocked away from behind. And it's going to go back to the Streaks. I think Oberle knocked it away. So Grace will inbound from the left baseline. Looking for help. Finally gets it into Camellia Schwartzman on the baseline. And she gets tied up from behind by Chisholm. And the possession unfortunately points toward Pekin. 1:34 to play, 56-30 is the Streaks' lead.
Pekin was just 2 points in this fourth quarter.
Wow. I would have never thought we would have gotten anywhere close to a continuous clock in this one, but we're close to it late in the game, though.
Yeah.
With a drive, Wageman, the runner in the paint, puts it up and in. That's where they, it seems like most of their points have come from that dribble drive, that penetration, and kind of they all go up with a runner. And that's the first basket for Lily Wageman. 1:10 to play, Grace Nelson out high left side. Now it's Abby Endoff. She fires a three out high right side, missed it, and the rebound's going to fall out of bounds on the left baseline. It'll go back to the Dragons.
You know, and I wonder, too, sometimes I feel like the girls' basketball is a little bit better at shooting those runners in the paint.
Yeah.
Because they have a little more delicate touch on the ball. So many times you see guys do it, and they got all this weight and momentum going forward, and they can't put the touch on the ball to finish the shot unless they put a lot of arch on it. But the girls seem to make that look like a very easy shot here.
Abby Lingenfelter in. She replaces Camellia Schwartzman. Three-pointer top of the key is no good by Gilmore, and the ball falls out of bounds. It'll go back to the Streaks with 46 seconds to play and a 56-32 Galesburg lead. And checking in for Pekin is Leah McClanahan coming back in. She replaces Wageman. So you got Wagerman's a junior. She'll be back. McClanahan's a sophomore. Taphorn's a senior. Kaiser's only a sophomore. Riggi's a junior. And I'm not even sure which one it is that they're the best player. I think it's Taylor Goss is just a junior.
They'll miss Taphorn next year.
Megan Roan misses from just inside the top of the key, and it'll falls out of bounds. Goes back to Pekin with 31.7 to play, 56-32 streaks.
I like the comments in the postgame. Arlita Brown, I think she's down on the bench now again. But Coach Massey was talking about how she just loves to play the game. You know, how he really liked her attitude, and I thought it was a nice tribute to her in that postgame after their early win this afternoon.
Armani Rivas on the feed from Abby Intoff Abby Lingefelter off the steal. Armani runs down and lays it up and in. 5 seconds to play, 58-32 streaks. This is Oberle on the right wing with two to play, and they don't know how much time's left. They're not even going to get a shot off, and the Galesburg Silver Streaks have picked up win number 9 on the season. Final score, Galesburg 58, Pekin 32. Nice win for the Streaks here this afternoon. Pekin falls to 500 at 6-6. Galesburg now 9-4 as they head into the holiday tournament next week at Mattoon. Come back with our post-game show. We'll get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. We'll run down our post-game stats, and we'll name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks win it 58-32. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL on WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Yam Auto Group on North Henderson and Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yam. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg, you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Elite Ink. If you can think it, Elite Ink can print it. EliteInkPrinting.com. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Buy local, buy with confidence. Buy at Galesburg Toyota. By Todd Van Velser, financial advisor with Edward Jones on National Boulevard in Galesburg. Member SIPC. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
The Boatload of Toys Toy Drive happens until 5 p.m. tomorrow. We'll see you out at Walmart. We're helping out kids who've been affected by abuse and neglect. Over 200 kids who are clients of Safe Harbor Family Crisis Center out on West Main Street in Galesburg. And after the Toy Drive is over tomorrow at 5 p.m. We'll take all the toys over. Boatload of Toys Toy Drive for Safe Harbor Family Crisis Center. Your help has been tremendous so far. Keep it up. Out of Walmart in Galesburg.
This is Ron Thurman, Commercial Sales Manager at Yem in Galesburg. We partner with local business owners and managers just like you to do what it takes to get the job done with the right work truck, van, and sales vehicles fit to keep you on the road. Whether you're looking for a new flatbed or adding another service van, you may be able to immediately deduct 100% of the cost of that vehicle from your taxes. Come see me at Yem, and we can get the process started today. When it comes to keeping you and your employees on the road, we mean business at Yem Auto Group, North Henderson, Galesburg.
Life can be like a basketball game. Everything's going your way and then airball. That's where I come in. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. I'll help you put the full court press on any accident by selecting the right coverage for your home. So when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you won't foul out. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street and let's talk about how Savea Mutual Insurance is a slam dunk.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave.
The official WGIL forecast, partly cloudy tonight, overnight low of 29, sunny tomorrow with a high of 47, low of 32 tomorrow night. Monday, sunshine, a high of 50, low of 35 for Monday night, and Tuesday mostly cloudy and a high of 50 again. Outlook for Christmas Eve, cloudy skies with an overnight low of 35, and Christmas Day, clouds and a high of 44. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 48 at WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body crunch time player of the game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Back here at John Field Gym, Tom Meredith, Jim Lee. The Galesburg Silver Streaks defeat the Pekin Dragons 58-32 is the final score. Streaks move to 9-4 on the season. Win number 922 for Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Pekin drops to 6-6 on the season. Nice win for the Streaks, and we'll talk with Coach Massey coming up in just a bit. We'll run down our stats and our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game coming up as well. But Jim, you made a good point, and we'll talk with us about to Coach Massey about this, that you know the Streaks played pretty well, got out to that lead at halftime, 32-16. They had doubled them up. And then you thought there was a stretch there early in that third quarter that Pekin started to shoot the ball well. They hit a couple of three-pointers, and they cut it, what, to 8, I think? Yeah, so they cut the lead
at
half.
Yeah.
And then that latter half of the third quarter, Streaks really turned on the Jets and got back to what they had been doing.
Yeah, and I think that final basket just before the end of the third quarter where they worked the clock down, and then I think Riley kept the assist. I can't remember who made it on the weak side.
Yeah.
There.
Audrey, the good pick by Lauren. Yeah.
And so that gave them, you know, Christian went back up to what, like 14 points, I think, at the third quarter break. And then they had a lot of momentum. I thought it just took it to the house after that.
So the Streaks come out with a win. 58-32 is the final score. The next action will be coming up next Thursday afternoon. Streaks, the girls will be down at Mattoon. The boys will be in Taylorville. I'm sure you miss going there, don't you?
You know, believe it or not, I got to go down there last year.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about
Steve
that. Yeah,
was gone. I actually like the place.
Yeah,
it's old, but it's, you can just feel the history, and you're right there courtside, and so. Yeah, I do actually kind of.
It actually is an interesting gym because I only got to be there once. Eric and I were down there. It was, what, about 3 or 4 years ago. The girls just played one game down there. Mm-hmm. And so it was kind of neat to see that gym and the history and everything and see, you know, the picture of Johnny Orr, others. It was kind of neat.
Well, and that team that year they won, they were like 46-0. They played.
Oh,
I mean, we think we play a lot of games
right
now.
Yeah.
But they didn't have any limits apparently back then. Now, they probably beat their neighboring school 6 times that year. But.
Right. Yeah. And then the other interesting thing is that, you know, in talking with Burlington's coach in the pregame earlier today, in Iowa, they get 21 games.
Yeah.
I asked, we have a holiday tournament? Nope, not allowed.
No tournaments.
It's like, well, no wonder it's so hard to get girls out, because it's her problem, like a lot of schools, club volleyball now. Well, you can play your whole volleyball season, then you can play an unlimited number of games during the off season, and you put all that work into basketball, and you only get to play 21 games. It's not much fun for them. Joined by Streaks head coach Evan Massey, our post-game interview brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Coach, a good win here this afternoon against the Dragons. Congratulations. We were just talking that you had a point. You had gotten up by 16 heading into the at halftime, and then early in that third quarter, they hit a couple of threes, and they started to make a little run. They cut it in half to 8, and your girls just this isn't going to happen. We're going to come out and play the same way we had in that second quarter especially.
Yeah, I think 10 and 20 were just a load to guard with it, that it was just really, really tough because they could both shoot a three and they could drive. And I don't fault our kids guarding them, that we didn't, in the next person over, it wasn't in the gap to end up help them out with the drive with that way. In the second half, I thought Lauren and Riley on those two did just a nice job guarding them that way and positive. And Riley, I don't know how many rebounds you guys had her for, but she's become a rebounding force for us.
You know, you mentioned that dribble drive, and it seemed like the majority of their points were coming off that, and they get up in that runner in the paint, and that's hard to guard because it's with some of those girls, it was kind of an awkward shot even. It's like hard to defend without fouling, but you guys did a good job of not fouling, but it was really hard to defend, though.
Well, and obviously it's something they've done before, that it's something they practice. But Riley's probably one of the few on our team that could do that kind of shot, so it's tough that way. But you know, in the second half, the other thing is when you start making shots, then all of a sudden it becomes like, well, gosh, why didn't they do that stuff all along? That they, you know, that's what they need to do. Well, of course, it's what we need to do. But it's sometimes the basket's smaller than you think it is.
Yeah, you know, that putting the ball in the basket is, it just seems like you score more points than the other team, you're going to win. I don't know if anybody's told you that yet. But,
yeah. I thought, and it was a good day for Kaylee and Chelsea. Yeah. Both came in and shot the ball well with it. But I think a difference maker for us in both of these games, and I'm not saying that it's, difference win-loss-wise, but Cadence comes in and just totally disrupts the other team, that all of a sudden they want somebody else to bring the ball up the floor, or they end up setting their offense up farther and stuff, that she's just unrelenting in terms of getting out and guarding people.
Yeah, we were talking about the fact that she's one of those, as a person handling the ball, your point guard or whatever, yeah, hate somebody like that guarding you, because it just, you're, and you know, the one thing they weren't calling, they did call the hand check a little bit, and she's got to adjust to that, and she did, I thought, better in the second half. But you also get that point guard sometimes, they're pushing off, which it didn't get called, but sometimes that gets called because you're trying to keep her away and try to protect the ball, and sometimes that gets called the other way. So that's another thing that defense can do.
Yeah, she's got, Cadence has the physical ability to do that, but she's got the mindset that she likes doing that. And, you know, the first I noticed was her in eighth grade at the beginning of their practice season, went over to a couple practices, and I said to Jackie, she doesn't have to make a basket for you, that she just needs, you need to get her on the floor. And, you know, really, when they played Lombard then, Lombard had a very good point guard, but Cadence ended up prevented them from getting in any offense at all, and she's just continued that way in high school. So it's fun to see that way. And I think Lauren and with Riley, we just take for granted, you know, some of the stuff they do. But I thought Riley, as many choices as she has to make as a point guard, because, you know, we're definitely a team where we're going to give it to that one person to run the bus. She has to make so many choices in a game, and you think about how many bad choices does she make where she's driving, and you think, oh gosh, you know, she should have passed that off, and she should have. That she does a great job that way, and it was good for Lauren to end up see the ball go through the basket. And then the other is Audrey's played her best basketball of the year today.
Absolutely.
The way she went to the basket and the way she finished it off and stuff. Pretty impressive.
Well, and kind of what, honestly, and Jim mentioned this, kind of, I won't say it put the nail in the coffin, but kind of that, the
well,
end
you know,
of the...
Well, that's the thing, is it's just, you know, what it amounts to. Brad came and we won, Jim came and we won. That I'm just glad that WGIL is beginning to end up recognize that we needed a change in what's going on here. And it's a gradual phase program that eventually what they're going to do is it's going to be Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee back paired together announcing and stuff. And you guys will be stuck announcing the boys.
Jim will have to use a ticker tape from Florida
you'll
or something.
Have to,
I don't know.
You'll have to interview Ryan.
Oh, man, who wants
think
that?
What your life's
who wants
be.
That? But,
but unlimited budget at WGIL. They have the ability to do that.
There you go. There you go.
It's like you're like when the White Sox brought in Bill Walton to announce the game and stuff.
Oh. Well, but at the end of the third quarter, you guys, you played really well the second half of that third quarter. And then just the end of the quarter, you guys ran the clock down and ran to perfection. It was that back door from Riley out high on the left side. And Lauren set an outstanding pick for Audrey. Audrey went up and grabbed it at the end of the quarter with a nice little turnaround there.
Yeah, you can see Lauren in there with the screen, and she's kind of looking and saying, how long am I going to have to hold this before you're going to pass the ball?
Well, Coach, congratulations on the win. Next up, down at Mattoon, you'll have Altamont in the first game, and it's a busy 3 days, two games on Friday morning, or two afternoon games on Thursday, excuse me, then a morning not sure the second game on Friday. We won't know till after after those three games. It could be a late game, and then one on Saturday. So busy time, but it's a fun time also.
Right, and it's good for us, get away, see different people. But, you know, it's interesting. Like last year, I think we lost to Altamont, and I don't know if they lost in the sectional championship, but we open up with them, and they're undefeated right now. And granted, you know, in small school stuff, but you learn quickly that good teams are good teams, whatever their size is. And then only the second game we play, I think the last I saw, they were like 9-2 or something like that. So we must be, you know, the third or fourth seed in that in that pool. So, but it's good. Get away, play some basketball, and see what we can do.
Well, I think kind of the other fun thing is, and the girls got to realize, you guys have a target on your back going to that because you've been so successful in that tournament. And that, you know, and of course, like you said, when the smaller schools are playing, yeah, there's that extra incentive for them. Like, man, this is Galesburg. Everybody knows Galesburg. They're a bigger school, and they're always good. So it's a little, you know, that they're going to come out and give you their best.
Yeah, and but it'll be fun. Hopefully, you guys have good holidays and.
You too. Thank you so much.
You know, I hope, Tom, that you get the kind of presents you deserve over this Christmas season.
I'm not sure what those are, but I probably will. The lump of coal has always been a good thing for me.
Well, the good thing is, I think because of environmental stuff, the coal isn't used as much, so you'll probably get a substitute.
A solar panel, maybe. I don't know. All right, Coach, thanks again. Have a good Christmas. That is Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Our post-game coaches interview brought to you by Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Streaks win it here 58-32. Take a timeout, come down, come back and run down our post-game stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Tony Batson, GM of Galesburg Toyota, isn't hiding behind some big desk in the back. He's front and center for you.
You're going to see me throughout the whole time. I'm going to come. I'm going to say, hey, I'm going to help you out. You need help washing your car, I'll go do that too. See, I'm not some guy twisting his mustache behind the curtain. I'm just here to help you buy a car that you want to buy. I think that means something in this day and age. And if I was going to buy a car, I would want to be able to look at the guy that is running the store and be reassured that when I need him, not just today, 3 months, 6 months, 3 years from now, that he's going to be there. And I will be.
Stop by, say hi to Tony, and buy local, buy with confidence, buy at Galesburg Toyota.
When you're driving at night, do you sometimes
pretend like I can't hear my kids talking so they'll fall asleep?
Well, yeah, we all do that. But do you get these weird halo things around headlights? And everything's like blurry and hard to see?
No. That sounds like a vision thing. You better make an appointment at Kehoe like yesterday.
Night blindness affects millions of Americans. But the Kehoe doctors have the technology to determine why your night vision is poor and the treatment options to get you safely back on the road.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Congratulations to Mark Byerly, who unwrapped a custom fitting and shoes from 6140 Run by playing WGIL's Pick a Present. You can play. To find out how, go to WGIL.com.
Streaks win it here this afternoon, 58-32 over the Pekin Dragons. Galesburg is now 9-4 on the season. Time to take a look at our post-game stats. Streaks with three players in double figures, led by Lauren Livingston with 17 points. She had a three there in the fourth quarter, four baskets, 6 for 7 from the free throw line. Her only miss from there was her last attempt. That was the front end of a one-a bonus. 14 for Riley Jenkins. She had four twos, a three. She was 3 for 5 from the free throw line. Audrey Pekka, again, as Coach Massey said, probably her best offensive day this season. She had 10 points in this one on four baskets after hitting for 12 points in the game earlier today. 5 points for Chelsea Stevenson on a 3 and a 2, 4 for Kaylee Miller on a 3 and 1 for 4 from the free throw line, 4 points for Camellia Schwartzman off the bench on a couple of baskets there in the fourth quarter, a basket for Caden Slidek, a basket for Armani Rivas. Streaks with 4 3-pointers, 10 for 15 from the free throw line. 14 points from Jenna Taphorn led the way for the Dragons on 4 twos to 3 and over 2 from the line. 9 points for Gracie Kaiser on 4 baskets, 1 for 2 from the line. 4 points for Natalie Regan on a couple of baskets, 0 for 2 from the line. 3 for Leah McClanahan on a 3-pointer in the third. 2 points on a basket for Lily Wageman. They were 1 for 6 from the free throw line and 3 3-pointers for the Dragons.
Yeah, you know, I was looking at that, and McClanahan, their point guard, had a number of open looks from three-point land. Yeah. If she can hit 3 or 4 of those a game, they become a whole lot different team, especially when they get their star back. Not that they're going to go out and beat Morton, but I think they could certainly be above 500, certainly, with that club. And as Coach Massey was saying, the real matchup problem with the Taphorn girl.
Yeah. Taphorn, and there was the Kaiser number 20 that, yeah, and, you know, getting in there with those runners. And then little McClanahan's really, she's actually really, really quick also, so she can get herself open.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, her main role is distributor, but if you can get those extra points anytime out of the point guard spot and keep that defense stretched out there, worried about her, then they become a better team.
Well, after we shot, what, better than 50% from the field in the first half, probably not quite that in the second half because we had a tough early part of the third quarter.
Well, believe it or not, we ended up 50% for
the
game.
Okay.
19 of 38. Yeah, the third quarter was a real challenge. We were just 3 of 12, but then came back and knocked in 6 out of 10 there in that fourth quarter. So pretty good shooting afternoon, 19 of 38. Not so much for Pekin, 14 out of 48. They were just 2 of 14 in the fourth quarter.
Wow.
And finished 29% on the afternoon. Rebounds, pretty much dead heat, 31. I showed 31 for Pekin and 30 for Galesburg. And the turnovers, Streaks had a dozen, although you never really felt like any of those cost us too much. Pekin had 18 on the day, and you know, especially in the first half, we felt like that was part of their undoing, was they just couldn't get into their offense a number of times.
All right, Streaks won it here this afternoon, 58-32. We're going to come back. Our final order of business will be to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL on WGIL.com.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home with a lifetime warranty.
They may as well call it Botox for your house. New siding can turn an outdated home into a total head turner. If you're ready to give your home's exterior a complete overhaul, call the visionaries at Courtright Construction of Oneida. Visit CourtrightConstruction.com, the right choice for your next project.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind. By the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious.
Tune in for Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Back here at John Thiel Gym, Tom Erdith, Jim Lee. The Galesburg Silver Streaks move to 9-4 with a 58-32 win over the Pekin Dragons. Time right now to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Man, again, as Evan mentioned, Audrey Peck with another outstanding offensive output. Riley Jenkins just did what she does. I mean, she just missed a triple-double earlier today and had another outstanding game. Even with only one basket, a three-pointer in the fourth quarter, still had 14 points, had a bunch of rebounds, assists. She had a really good game defensively. Caden Slidek, as Coach Misson mentioned, what she did defensively. And, man, you could go kind of up and down. You had Camelia Schwartzman come in and hit a couple of baskets right off the bat, got a rebound as well. But this young lady just all around, and she kind of got us going early. I think she had a steal early and a couple of baskets in that second quarter. She had a basket, a couple of free throws in the first quarter, and just an all-around really, really good game.
Yeah, Lauren Livingston established herself as a real presence down low. She played very strong early, as you said, and then she had several instances, I know, where she and Riley, they made eye contact and made some things happen with some nice assists from Riley. And so rebounding, as you said, both Lauren and Peck down low were just doing a terrific job. And so I think this is one of those games where every girl that walked off the court that played today, I think, left the court feeling good about themselves.
Yeah.
And you love those games. You have a big win. Everybody plays pretty well. Everybody contributes. And then, like we said, Lauren Livingston probably overall the crunch time player of the game.
Well, yeah, and you know, like a Kaylee Miller didn't score like she does sometimes, but she didn't take too many shots, but she still hit the three early on in the game, but still did the same things defensively. Then when Riley was out and she was running the point, she did her job there. But defensively, Chelsea Stevenson well. Chelsea shot the ball well, as Coach mentioned, and you know, Caden Slidek. You know, the great thing about her, just 2 points, but she has an effect on the game, scoring or not. That's why it was so great in the earlier game today. 8 points and everything else she did, of like any, the score you get is just gravy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And it's, you know, it's one of those days where, you know, the girls get up out of bed, have a good breakfast, come in and win a game handily, and then take, you know, a couple hours off and then play a better team and win that one. And so it's just a perfect way to go into the break to win two games on your home court. And feel, I think, confident and will be rested by the time they get ready to head into what, as Evan said, is going to be a really tough a Mattoon tournament.
Lauren Livingston, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave. Of course, when we're on the road, Galesburg Nissan provides all our transportation. They've got their year-end sales event going on right now. You still have a few days to save. Not only, in some cases, you not only get that 0% financing plus the rebate. So they got some great things going on. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. Well, Jim, thanks so much for doing this.
It's my pleasure. Call anytime. And it was great to see the boys play last week and get to see the girls. I've been listening to you and Brad in the broadcast, but to actually get out here and see the teams just makes it so much more. And if you're listening too, do take the opportunity to come out. And yeah, we love you having listening on WGIL, but come out every once in a while, and if you can, see the teams. And then, you know, you visualize each one of the kids as it's happening, and it just makes the game come much more alive. So,
well, and especially, you know, you get out here for the conference games. It's such a great atmosphere with the pep band and the cheerleaders and the cadets and everything. And that is just such a great atmosphere for those. We'll still have a lot of those. We still, you know, the fortunate thing for me is we'll get to go to Quincy in February. What a great deal.
Well, and if it's like last year, once January and February come, the weather's going to make things very interesting. Yeah. Now, surely it can't be that bad again, right?
One would hope not. We're hoping we got it all out of the way already. I don't know if I should count on that.
Yeah,
but anyway, we got the Sterling trip out of the way. Now we got the Quincy one.
Well, it looks like at this point, unless they've completely missed the forecast, you should have a great week to be driving next week to the other side of the state.
Yeah, and hopefully it'll be a little warmer down there, a little bit further down south in Mattoon.
There you go.
All right. Well, Jim, thank you again. Yeah. Really appreciate you hanging out with us and doing the game this afternoon.
And Merry Christmas.
You too. Merry Christmas. Yeah. Thanks to Brian Prescott, our studio engineer. Streaks win at 58-32. They're now 9-4 on the season. For Jim Lee, Tom Erta saying good afternoon from John Thiel Jim.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.